This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
It's going to be a fine night tonight. It's going to be a fine day tomorrow. It's going to be a fine night tonight. It's going to be a fine day tomorrow. Hey, how's everybody going? We're going to wait a few minutes for other people to come in. Let me just tag a few people here. Hey, how's it going? Waiting for a few people coming. There's several people, actually. Mr. Bird, how's it going, man? What's good? It's a fine day, man.
What's going on this fine Sunday? Monday. It feels like a Sunday for some reason.
Right.
But we're doing good. We're doing good. How's everybody doing in the room?
Hey, man. It's great, man. We're waiting for a few more people to come in, but, it's great to be here, man. I'm excited about this project. I'm excited to be in so early in a good project. the project, the developer, and the community, man. The community is super supportive, man. This is an amazing group of people. And as we continue to build, man, everybody continues to strengthen the network, man. And I'm just excited to, see more people come in.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell, but seeing how certain people react to this project is telling me that a lot of people are not used to be a part of a project in its early phase, to understand the difference between a project that has a huge potential in the future versus any regular project that launched. This is how it's supposed to go when you get yourself involved into a project early that has massive potential. You look at the community, you look at the team, and you look at the chemistry between the two and how the improvement, how are they improving together, how are they progressing together. That chemistry, that the word you like to use, Aki, synergy, tells you a lot. It gives you a lot of inside information that you could use on a logical standpoint, that you could use to know where you at, right? If you could compare it to the last three tokens in your project, in your wallet that you invest in, that potentially probably rugged, you can actually see there's a huge difference here based on the community and based on the team. If you're just counting based on the chart, and I guarantee you, I say this all the time, a lot of you guys are going to regret, because if you're just looking at the chart, then you're making your decision based on the chart. Your decision should not be based on the chart. That should be the last thing that you look at to make a decision on whether you stay in the project or not. Got to look at the community, look at the team, look at the chemistry, look at the vibe. Got to look at everything on the outside. And then maybe you could look at the chart. My thing is, what I'm worried about, what stands out to me, when I look at this project, when I finally look at the chart, I'm like, man, look at this project. It's so popular, but yet it's so cheap. It's so affordable. I have not seen this before. A project very popular, extremely popular, as a meme token, but it's very affordable. So at that point, it's only telling me a couple things. Eventually, the price is going to skyrocket out of nowhere because a lot of people know about Fine. I mean, there's many things you could look at in relating to this project. And, you know, that should turn you on. You know, but yeah, guys.
And, you know, I definitely want to piggyback off of what Bert is saying, you know, and add a couple things. Yeah, synergy is really important, man. I mean, you're so much stronger when you work together than as an individual, especially in this space with all our own connections, all our local connections, with our skill sets, with the things that we can bring to the space. We can make Fine a stronger project, a stronger community, because, you know, we've seen the evidence. I'm 100% sold. I've seen the evidence of the community, the deliverance of, or not deliverance, but, you know, the delivering of the dev, Laura Keck. I mean, he commits and executes on everything he says he wants to get done. And it's great to see that. You know, it's not, oh, you know, it's going to be done this time. He says it's going to be done. It gets done. You know, he may give you some small updates, but bam, it's done already. Look at the swap. You know, so this type of work ethic is great to see in the space, you know, and as well as the opportunity to get in so early, man, you know, for somebody that communicates on a consistent basis. You know, there's a lot of people that say when. Well, this is not a pump and dump. You know, this is a strategically laid out roadmap where you're going to see things that are going to bring value to the space put before the community. And it's up to you to make your own decision, do your own research and say, hey, this is a project I really want to be involved in, because it's not your typical meme token, because it has kind of like a synergy or a kind of like a combination of a couple of things, man. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things that you have to read in between the lines when it comes to everything that Laura Keck is saying, man. I'm catching some of the stuff. He continues to resound off of ecosystem, other things you can do with your Fine token. I think that's huge. Partnerships that yet to be announced, sexes that have not been dropped yet. I mean, that is just a place of saying, wow, this guy continues to deliver. Now what's going to happen next? You know, and the swap for Pepe to go to Fine, I think that's an incredible idea. It's kind of saying, hey, listen, here's an opportunity to make more X's. Jump on board if you want. You know, I think that everybody here is to make money. And I think if you give it an opportunity, maybe a second or a third chance to make that many more X's, why not? And the guy has proven himself in the space already. You know, you, once again, these are all things that you have to judge for yourself. But, you know, if he's brought a project to 1.9 billion already and he says he's going to surpass it this time, man, I can only imagine what he can do next. And we're just thinking about all the things, all the clues that he's dropped us. What about the things that he has not dropped us? You know, and the stronger we come together, and if this fits your investment profile, if this fits your risk tolerance, do your research, you know, and see if it works for you, man. But I'm definitely sold on everything, man. And I'm happy to see Deer Hunter here. Mr. Burt, how's it going, man? Happy to see you. I see a lot of people that I see in the community. Fine Viet Girl, ha-ha. Hexstar, what's going on? Brain Man, how's it going? Fine. D, how's everybody doing? And, you know, we're going to keep doing these spaces so we can get the word out about Fine. People can pop in. They can ask us questions, you know, whatever. We'll give them updates. So I think it's great that we have a swap now out. You know, it's very easy for the people that hold Pepe to flip to Fine if they choose to. The possibilities of a lot more X's are definitely present here. You know, and 1% of those fees from the swap go towards promoting the project, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. And, you know, all communities are welcome here because we're all in this together, man. Really are. There's 3 to 5% of the crypto space is only of the global population. So what about the other 90 to 95% that are not in crypto? Imagine that. You know, that's amazing, man. So just imagine if we, because we have people from here from a lot of different communities, Shib, Bolt. I haven't seen any Doge yet, but you know, it's great to see everybody in here. Because I really enjoy the family, the community, getting to know people. Yeah, so please go ahead, go to the Twitter spaces that we have, the official ones as well as the community ones. Also go to the Twitter account for Fine. Go to Lord Keck, STEH, the first three letters. Come to the Telegram. Do your research. It's always important to do your research to make yourself feel comfortable about anything that you have the possibility of investing in. And talk to a couple of our hardcore community members that have been here every day.
Yeah, people. I mean, I think we should bring, I mean, I don't know, maybe hashtag get your emotions out of trading, out of crypto, you know what I mean? Bring logic into crypto, because at the end of the day, it's like people are trading with their emotions, but don't use their heads. They don't use any type of logic. And this is what got us into this position and crypto, where, you know, even in the bear market, we could still be making a lot of money. It's because we've lined ourselves up with emotions versus with logic. We go with how we feel versus how we should be analyze things and think and make decisions based on logic, based on things that make sense. It's like, man, I feel like this is I feel this project is this, so I'm gonna either put money in or don't. You feel, but what is the logic telling you, right? What is the logic that is based on historical situation that have happened in this space for several years? What can you calculate based on what you look in? Not based on how you feeling. What can you calculate? What are the logic? What are the key things that stand out to you in this project that you can analyze? What are those? Then at that point, you use that to make a decision as to whether you stay in a project, whether you put your money into a project or not. This is crypto advice, not financial advice, people. But at the end of the day, this is how you save yourself. This is how you get out of the rat race that we're trying to get. We all out here trying to get out the rat race. You know, I say this all the time. I don't know how somebody gonna neglect Fine and knowing everything that you know about how this project is put together, but yet you see another meme token, you put your money in it. Like, what are they gonna be doing that is any better than what this community and this team is doing? You know what I don't see if this project right here, that to me right now, this is the key, the standard right now, the new standard for a meme token that's coming into the space. If you can't do your marketing, if you can't produce, you can't give out your marketing plan, what are you doing on the marketing standpoint? What are your connections? How can you take this project to the next level? What have you set in place? And we know this about Fine from the very beginning. We've been told every step of the way what's being done. I cannot get into a project right now where the team is telling me, well, I mean, we can't tell you, but, you know, these are coming. We can't tell you what marketing plan we have. We can't tell you what we're doing, the basics. I need to know. And this project have actually provided all of that to us. So this is why I'm saying we can't just look at on the market cap. We have to look at the information that we have, things that's been done, and analyze this, all the information, and make a decision. I think we have a great future in this project. This is just my personal views, but that's just me analyzing every project that I've been in over the past couple of years, every project that I've got into that have rugged, every project that have cheated the community, analyze everything with what this project is doing. I personally feel like I'm in a very, very, very good position. Now, there's no telling how long, but this is not a project that I'm associating with time. This is a project that I know, regardless, on my personal views, regardless, it's going to take me where I want to be at. you know. So yeah.
How's it going, Deer Hunter? What's good?
Hey, what's good, guys? What's good? You know, and to piggyback off what you just said, I got to be honest with you. You know, we speculate. We know it takes time in this space to build good things. But I'm going to be honest with you, in all fairness. In reality, this project can absolutely reach a $1 billion market cap in a short amount of time. If you look at all the fundamentals and everything that's lining up here, you'll see that everything is just kind of, you know, I'm the kind of person that I like to, making it sound like I'm putting all my eggs in one basket, but I'm a degen trader. Okay. But now, do I love other cryptos, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum and stuff like that? XRP? Absolutely. And I, you know, they're completely different from your degen plays. So I am a crypto whale, and I went all in on this project for a reason. And I mean, I'm talking about all in. I'm talking about, I've got a substantial amount of money into this project, but it's because, you know, if you go back and listen to the space, and I think I posted this, give it to somebody, I'd have to find it again. When Pepe come out, and they went to whatever market cap it was at this point in time, they all give Lord Keck the credit for everything. Okay. These guys flat put it out there that he was the backbone and the mastermind behind it all. Okay. Now think about this a minute. They give him credit before Fine was ever launched, before they had their falling out, before they pulled this shady activity. They give him the credit for everything that happened with that project on the good side of things. He was one of the very reasons why it went to a $1.8 billion market cap. Now, fast forward, you have Lord Keck here with this project to Fine. And he spoke in a VC the other night or on Twitter space, letting people know money's not an issue for them whatsoever. They're millionaires. Make no mistake about it. It's not a money thing for them. This is a moral thing for him. And he done this to take care of the people that he felt was hurt in Pepe. That's why Fine exists, is because morally he felt bad for those people in Pepe that got in at a $1.8 billion market cap or all the way down to those levels, and look at it now. So he done this as a moral aspect for those people. Now, if you look at it, he made it clear that his ultimate plan here and goal will be to surpass that 1.8, 1.9 billion market cap that Pepe went. And he will spare no expenses or stop at nothing to make sure it happens. And he said it was all about timing the market. He said, when I'm ready for it to go to 25, 50 million, I can make that happen. He said, that's not an issue, guys. He said, let's make sure that we basically, what'd he say? Let's get rid of the weak hands. He said, let's dump them. If you want to sell now, sell now. It's on you. We won't miss you. We'll just buy you up real quick. What happened? Those that cheated, he bought them up with the rest of the community. They're gone. They're history. Now look at the chart. We already have an exchange that's already taken care of that could have already been listed that could probably send this to above and beyond right now. Not to mention, he's in Dubai. You know who else is in Dubai? Binance. Think about this, okay? He flew somewhere. We all know now it's OKX because it's basically on the website. You know, this is an exchange that's doing over $1 billion in volume a day. That's probably going to send us, if we had to look at it right now from where we're sitting, that's probably going to send us to that 30 million market cap and beyond, probably somewhere, give or take 40 million, probably, just when that comes out alone. Okay. So we know he's doing all these things, but yet, how many people are left behind? Think about it for a minute. It's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't drown it. And that's kind of the scenario here, is he wanted to create awareness for people to understand exactly what this is that he's doing and exactly where he's going to send it. And the guy's never told a lie one time. He's been 100% spot on, and he's made it known. He's told people, I am taking this project to a 2 billion market cap minimum. Money's not an issue for me. He's not here for your money whatsoever. The guy's a multi-millionaire, hands over. So he's not here for nobody's money. So at the end of the day, guys, he's not here for your money. Why would you do this if you're already a multi-millionaire and you don't even need the money? Why would you do it? It's about a respect thing. He's doing this for the traders that bought into Pepe. He's doing it for his name because he said that he would. Every time that he comes in and says he's going to do something, what happens? He puts it out. Even when he flew to get this exchange, and we're already shortlisted for most of you that don't even know this, we're already shortlisted for OKX. That should have made people absolutely started panic buying, to be honest with you. People should have already been loading their bags. I mean, literally, anything under 100 million market cap, in my opinion, is going to be a blessing. It's going to be a gift very soon. So when we start talking about market caps, you know, I'm glad you brought that up just a second ago. That's why I chimed in this because, guys, do you know how fast this could really transpire into a billion-dollar market cap? Even though we don't even see it right this second, he acquired $200,000 worth of emails they purchased. Now, these aren't ordinary emails. These are crypto whales. They have those emails, 200,000. He dropped just a few on us about 2 weeks ago. It doubled our market cap within 3 hours, a little over 3.5 hours. Doubled the market cap, guys. In 3.5 hours, we doubled our market cap. Anybody that was in a room then seen the effects of what just a few of those emails done. Now, can you imagine what's going to happen when that 1.4 million emails drop? Think about it just a moment. Not to mention the 2.7 million emails that they have from Pepe originally. They have those. He wanted to run and send this to 2 billion market cap without touching those emails. So we know there's a multitude of things lined up here. So the billion-dollar market cap, in my opinion, we could literally see that within 2 or 3 weeks, if you want my personal opinion. Is it going to be there in 2 or 3 weeks? Well, now don't come in here and say Deer Hunter said, well, 2 weeks we're going to be a billion-dollar market cap. I'm not telling you that. But what I am telling you is you could wake up to a $25 to $50 million market cap tomorrow and beyond. I am telling you this. That's how fast things transpire in this space. And that's how quickly things move. You know, crypto moves 24/7. Lord Keck is on a different time zone from us. Right now he's in the bed. So when he wakes up at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, it's going to be 7 a.m. for him. You don't think that we're going to see some effects from something? The market's pumping and everything else? You can bet at 7 a.m. or 11 p.m. tonight, you're going to start to see the chart dancing. Watch what I'm telling you. For all those that are sitting on the sideline, just kind of watch what happens tonight around 11 p.m. because that's 7 a.m. his time. So he'll get up, he'll start solidifying other deals. Guys, we may even see that other exchange. We know we already have one exchange that's already paid for and set waiting. Not to even count OKX that we know we got coming. So for anybody that's sitting on the sideline or really don't know, that's kind of the backstory. And that's just how fast things transpire in this space. And don't be surprised if one day you wake up here in the near future and you're seeing us trading at 5,800 million market cap because that's literally how fast things work here. And that's with all the deals that they got working. I mean, a lot of things that we know that it's hard to tell what they've got going in the background that we have no clue of. But he's always delivered 100%. Everything that Lord Keck has said, it's come to fruition. He's never been late. He's always on time with everything he's told us. Why would he disappoint now? He don't need your money. He's obviously a multimillionaire. He has something to prove. And for those of you that don't understand that or don't see it, you're more than welcome to watch on the sidelines. We're still going to be your big fans. But if you're trading crypto, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. This is something as a trader, as a degen trader, you look for your entire life. I mean, if you miss Dogecoin or, you know, Shiba, or even go look at Baby Doge and some of these other tokens, this is something that you look for your entire life. And you have it right here in front of you, sitting at a, what, a 5.4 million market cap, which is absurd. Guys, do some research. And again, make sure you do your research. If you go out and look at some of the nuggets that he's dropped in sort of like a puzzle, man, you'll see that you've got the goods right here, and everything else is just going to kind of fall into place for you. So don't fade this bag here, and don't fade what you're holding right here, because those that actually see the vision here, there's going to be a lot of millionaires made in this project, and this is going to print more X's than a lot of people can count. So I can promise you there's a lot of us here that absolutely have done our homework, and we see the vision, we see the path forward, and we know what we're holding. And if you're one of those people, congratulations, because, again, this project is going to melt faces. If you're a degen trader, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Don't miss out on that. Like, if you miss one of those other projects, don't fade this one, because this is an opportunity that you don't see happen in this space. Actually, there's more people, you know, could be like more like Lord Keck. You know, we would have a cleaner space. But, guys, that's all I got for right this second.
Hey, thank you, dear Hunter. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it's great to hear from you, man. And it's also great to hear from Mr. Burt. So, you know, kind of topping off what both of them have said is that, you know, let's just look at all the things that he's talked about. He's talked about a swap. He's talked about, executing on so many different things. He's talked about mom and grandmom having the ability to do three clicks and buy fine. I think that's incredible. He's talked about an ecosystem. And we haven't even started with the sexes yet. I mean, it's kind of crazy to see this type of strategy, this rollout. It's not going to be the same pump up that you see with Pepe. Pepe is doing, you know, a $265 million market cap right now. But his plan is strategic to do a step-by-step elevation of value and market cap. And, you know, it's exciting to see that happen. And, you know, once again, all communities will be part of Fine, I believe, you know, in my opinion. It's great to see people that invested in Pepe here, Vault, Shiba. It's great to see everybody here, because this is a project, I feel, in my opinion, and this is education for everybody else, that could be, my way to making a number of X's, because, you know, the dev is really here. He's demonstrating his consistency, his hard work, and he does what he says, man. I think that's great. And not only that, just those few nuggets, as Dear Hunter would say, but it's the fact that he's talking on a large scale, on a global scale ecosystem, your mom and grandma. You know, we already have 20 communities that cover geographical areas, Philippines, France, Canada, Vietnam. You know, these are a lot of, there's just a lot of opportunity to grow here. And the foundation has been laid with these groups. And, you know, it's just great to see that. It's great to see that they have a plan, they have a vision. And, you know, I just wanted to open this space up to let other people know that aren't aware of Fine to come in and, you know, take a look around, do your research. If this is something for you, that's great. Welcome to the community. If not, then, you'll see us rise, I believe, so many X's. And yes, this is a $1 billion project, in my opinion, because of all the things I've seen, because of this man's resume. It's great to see that type of, dedication and experience.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
In the crypto space. And, you know, you have to also think about it this way, too. We're in a crypto space. We have our crypto community. But, you know, every day there's more and more people that are being introduced to crypto. This could be one of those projects that could help onboard non-crypto users and be a safe space for those users, you know, in terms of the dev being available and communicating and tells you exactly what's going to happen. The community, helpful, building, a lot of people with experience. And the project, where it's going to go, is global applications, the potential of that, the global communities, the possibilities of the Fine token itself. So, you know, I'm excited to see all this stuff. And feel free, if you want to talk or raise your hand or have questions, feel free. If one of us can answer the question, that's great. But I definitely like to thank everybody for, you know, being part of the Fine community. And we're going to do these very frequently to continue to make sure we expose ourselves to the crypto space.
Absolutely. And think about it for a second, too. You know, without speculating too much, he is in Dubai for a reason. You know, he made a trip to Dubai. He left the U.S., went to Dubai for a reason. Okay. He hasn't made it back yet. He didn't go to Dubai to live. He's in Dubai on business. Okay. His business is fine. Just, I want to throw that out there just so people understand that he's in Dubai on business and his business is fine. So take it for what it's worth. Do some really good, extensive digging. Maybe look around a little bit. See what you come up with. You know, I can speculate and tell you guys my opinion, but that's why I went all in, because it's my own opinion. Willis, you know, and you made a statement that reaching a billion market cap, it's not, is the project going to reach? The project is going to go to that and beyond. Am I confident? Absolutely, I'm confident. Why do you think I went all in on it? I've got more in this project than probably most individuals in here. And that's no reflection on anyone whatsoever. That's just my belief of how much convicted I am of this project and what's to come with the project and the path forward. You know, I know that any day now, it could happen. It could happen tomorrow. We know that the market is turning. The most important thing for him was to see the market turn. The market is turning. So you could wake up tomorrow and this literally be sitting at a 35 to 40 million market cap. That's just how it is. And just don't fade your bag. Again, you know, education is key in this space. If you educate yourself, you know, smart traders follow smart traders. Smart money follows smart money. And what that means is you follow people that have the same mindset as you. If you want to be a millionaire, you don't follow somebody that's broke. I mean, that I'm not saying it's not going to help you, but you follow other millionaires. You want to know how they got it. If you find somebody that's making and printing money in projects, then guess what? You follow those people. You find out what they're doing different. That's how you learn. That's how I learned early on in this space, you know, is you follow money. And if you follow enough of it, you're going to find yourself set up for success. And that's what I see here. And I'm not telling you, to go all in, but I am telling you that, yes, should you have a bag of fine? Absolutely. And if you're a Pepe holder, hey, congratulations. I have nothing against Pepe. I do have, however, have some hard feelings against the team, how they conducted themselves. And I appreciate Lord Keck coming in here, you know, to rectify things and to make that right for new investors coming in this space to try to make money. Because a lot of people did lose money in Pepe. And it, you know, I respect Lord Keck coming in here, trying to rectify that and help people make up for that loss, if you will, by coming to Fine. That's why this project was really put out, to help those individuals, you know, that lost that money. And I respect him for that. And I respect what he's doing with this token. So if you're here and you're in Pepe, I encourage you to do your research on Fine, because you're going to see that it's a better, you can put yourself in a better situation. Sometimes people, they want to ride things to the bottom. And sometimes you got to know when to get off the boat. When a boat's got a hose in it, it's going to sink. Okay. And if you ask me, Pepe's already sunk. If you can go from a 1.9 billion market cap to a 270, you've already. It's just a matter of taking your losses now versus taking them at any lower and learning to jump off the boat, get into a new boat that's going to get you to the other side a whole lot faster. So, but that, guys, that's all I have for right now. I wanted to throw that out there just because I thought it was really important to mention that.
Thanks a lot, Deer Hunter. We appreciate you. How you doing, FX? What's going on?
Hey, brothers and ladies. So, you guys are just absolutely killing it. I feel like Fine is always well represented when I have lots of work and, you know, I'm away. I can't be present. I really appreciate that. You know, I love this community. Just so many smart individuals. You know, like as soon as I got here from the very beginning, I had my own assessment of the fundamentals and just quickly realized that I was surrounded by very smart people who saw the same fundamentals as me. I just said fundamentals literally like twice in 30 seconds. Why is that so important? Fundamentals are always the most important thing you can evaluate in any and every project. You always want to have solid fundamentals. And that's what Fine has. It's they're literally off the charts. Just off the charts. I wrote down a few bullet points. I don't have a whole lot to say, but I did want to point out today that, you know, the whole Bitcoin pump and then being like a fake report, that was very valuable to us. What that did is it showed us how quickly things can transpire and what is going to react to movements like that. I don't know if you guys compared, like, if you guys are looking at other, like, projects, but, like, no other project in the meme space was moving, like, Fine. You know, it's literally on an uptrend and just trying to weed out the weak hands and just continue up. It's like people see where this thing's going. And so even after it dumped back down, nope, we're headed back up, right? So you always want to look at red days, see what's pumping hard. Remember that fundamental. Market cap. Anyone who's talking one, two, they're absolutely, you know, we're absolutely going to hit that. But to me, that's FUD. I think that 10, 20 is, you know, anything lower than that is FUD. To me, this project is Shiba Inu Doge. You know, it's that caliber. It's like, how can it not, when you have those fundamentals, when you have this community, all those factors, those metrics, these attributes basically equate to a very rapid expansion of Metcalfe's law. If you don't know what that is, look it up tonight as homework. Essentially, when you're just rapidly increasing the user base, and you get up, you 10x it. This is rough. It's just a hard and fast rule. You give yourself a 100x. And so look how Fine launched in a cold market and ran to 30 million and then just created this burning community, right? Absolutely burning. And I've created, you know, two polls now showing that people just love Fine. Once they get exposed to it, they like our community, they like the ticker, they like the picture, they like the sentiment, they like the dev. I'm just saying, like, I sorry, I almost like mentioned like I was talking to my wife saying babe there, but like, it's people love it, people absolutely love it, and my point is Metcalfe's law is only going to continue on a trajectory like this, so. You know, again, $2 billion market cap is the goal to beat, but we're not stopping right there. You would have to like place yourself in that man's mind. He's not. We're not going to go up there just so that we can say, okay, well, we hit 2.1. Like this is like everyone knows this when you walk yourself through that exercise. No, we're headed to 10, 20. That's the goal, minimum. That's the goal. So I just really wanted to touch on that. It's very psychological, but it gives you much better frame of mind for when you want to sell and, you know, like your take profits and exit strategy. It's very important to have that in mind because a lot of people don't do that game theory on where they want to sell. And lastly, I already touched on votes. So two things left is that, again, I've been holding vote after vote. We don't bot. I literally watch the poll. It's on my own Twitter account. The poll results literally are just like slowly climbing. Like no one is botting here. I have seen one other project bot, but I can assure you that we don't bot. It literally takes me like 3-4 solid days of like slowly requesting, you know, and getting people to vote, and it just keeps creeping up. And last I saw, we're always hitting like the high 50 percentile and up, and everyone else is doing well to hit like, you know, 20-25%. Like, let that sink in. That is telling you how the market feels during a cool market about what their favorite projects are. So again, tie that back again to strong fundamentals. What projects are reacting to Bitcoin and Ethereum's movement, right? There you go. All right. Lastly, Pepe. Anyone who's in Pepe, I do feel bad for you guys, but you know what? You guys, along with me and everyone in Fine, like you guys have an amazing dev that you're aware of. He loves you guys. He's here for you as well as he's here for the Fine crew. You guys are literally given the opportunity, if you're underwater, to run it back. And so whether if you are up some X's, you were there from early Pepe, you can think of it in one of two ways. I mean, either side that you're on. If you're up, well, then guess what? You just basically took $1, let's say $1, and you compounded that. Now you can exchange that to Fine, and it is going to have a compounding effect again. So if you took that $1 to $5, it's now that $5 is now compounding. And Albert Einstein said, you know, the compounding effect is one of the strongest forces on Earth. So always use that when you can with your investments. You always want to compound your profits. And the part two of that is, well, if you are underwater, well, then what do you see Pepe going to? Well, I'll tell you what, everyone in Fine that I know, we're all looking at this basically as $10 billion up market cap. So look at our current market cap. You know, we're sitting at literally a measly 5. This is way, 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 I can't say way enough, undervalued project with these fundamentals. So again, you know, again, just going to back up to $2 billion, right? Just $2 billion. That is a 400x. So again, even if you're underwater, you can still recover your losses from that. And that's just $2 billion. So again, the decision is yours. I always want to be here to give people my angles, my perspectives, my math, and that so you can kind of use with yours and use that to like make it make sense for you. That's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Hey, we appreciate you, FX, and thank you for adding to the great points that Mr. Burt and Deer Hunter have said, and we appreciate you, man. Thank you for being a fireman, and, you know, thanks for letting the rest of the crypto space know that Fine is a collective of other communities, and, you know, this is the real project, man. This is really the real project. It really is. And why don't we go to another speaker? Fine, are you coming up to say something? I know there was somebody else here. Brain was, but he I think he fell through. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? Are you fine?
Good, man.
You know, first of all, I would like to warn people that, you know, be careful of scams, because once a project like this, with so much involved and so much around, a lot of scams come to, you know, to take advantage of it. So be careful. There's a lot of scams around Fine token and, you know, trying to mimic and stuff like that. This is just a for people to be aware, because actually I don't think any one of us wants to see someone of the community to get scammed. This other thing is like Deer Hunter talks really well about it, and FX too. And this is, I was checking other, other coins, other memes that were being shilled all around. And today, none, not even the world of memes or some or Wall Street memes is pumping. Nothing is pumping. So it feels like we are more correlated with these Bitcoin pumps than anything else, which probably means there are people with funds, real funds that are already looking at it and they are investing in it, which is a good point. Another good point is the community. I've been in this token since the first week. So I've seen it going up. I saw it going down, and I saw it, all the things that come around in the community, it's like people fading it. But at the end, what I saw really was the community got stronger and stronger with all the things that we had to survive to, all the FUD and all the competition and all that. And now it's pretty obvious that it's only going up. It's only going to get stronger because people already survived the harder parts, So I think people that are not in the community should, at least go in and just check. And every time that you see that someone is coming to FUD or we have a little dump on the chart, you see immediately that all the community gets together. And this is when we ride harder, is when we get more, relentless. And that is something that gives me a lot of assurance in the place I am. Because, of course, we have an amazing team behind it with all the connections you can imagine, because that's what you want. You don't want a team that comes to and, chilling with you and stuff, like being hours at the Telegram talking, because that's not what we want from a team. We want them to go and work on the higher level. And when they get to the, the exchanges and to the whales and to all these crème de la crème of crypto. And I think they do it really well. So I'm very confident on that. But then the community is the second half, is the other part of this the project. And I think it's amazing. And everybody should at least go in and, talk and see how it works and see how everybody gets together. And, very spontaneously, they make TikTok movies. They open new channels so that, all communities from all over the world can communicate freely on their own language, which is really amazing. So I wanted to just cheer up and give a thumbs up to the community in this project.
Thanks a lot, Fine. We appreciate your words, and it's great to hear different points of view, and it's great that you bring up scams, man, because I just experienced that in my Twitter or X space, where somebody dropped a comment that had a link to what they said was an airdrop. Well, Fine isn't doing any airdrops, according to you should be aware of. Never click on links that are not dropped in RTG or not provided by the official Twitter account. So always remember that, because they're trying to get you out of your bag. They're trying to drain your wallet. So, if this says airdrop, do not believe it. Okay. And that's for all the newcomers in the space. We have seasoned people in here. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to ask anybody. We're going to do the best we can to guide you through experience and through our knowledge. So yeah, don't click on anything if it's not shilled out by the official Fine account or in the TG. All right. but yeah, this is a project that you can look into. There's a lot of things that are going to happen. CEXs are still being rolled out. And also there's a 15 ETH giveaway as well. Don't forget that. And I think FX has something to say. Go ahead, FX.
No, I do not.
Great.
Thanks.
But so there's a 15 ETH giveaway for all Pepe holders that use the Fine swap. Please go ahead and go into our TG to take a look at the specifics of that 15 ETH giveaway. or check it out on the Twitter account. So here's an opportunity to make a couple of ETH. So go ahead and check it out. And this is all love. This is all love. You're coming into a great community and you have the potential to make more X's, you know, depending on whether this is something for you or not. And, you know, there's a contest, man. So, you know, there's a lot of things here. Go do your own research. And we welcome you, man, if you come to the fine community. And I appreciate everybody here. I appreciate all the speakers, Mr. Burt, Dear Hunter, FX, and Fine. Thank you very much. You know, and feel free, if you have any questions, please come up. We're going to do these frequently. And we're not going to be like other spaces where they hold these open for hours. We're going to keep them to a regimented time. This way you don't... this way you understand that, you know, we have a job and a focus. And, you know, once we complete that, then we move on to the next Twitter space. But if there's any questions, the floor is open. If you want to say anything, the floor is open for a few minutes. After that, I'm going to close this down. Also, I've also I have a TikTok account which I will be using to kind of give a little bit of information on Fine. If you want to follow that, that's great. It's under Akichero, and I appreciate you on that. We're trying to get to more socials. If you feel like this is something for you, or you're invested in Fine and it's a comfortable risk tolerance for you, and it's something that you want to do, feel free to share some content on there. It's solely up to you. Not my advice, but just your education. Yeah, so we definitely want to try and reach more people because we believe in this project.
When this reaches this $1 billion market cap, I'm going to probably give me a Honda Civic away to somebody.
Oh, what? Wait a minute, Dear Hunter. Yep. Did you just say when this hits a $1 billion market cap, you're going to give a Honda Civic away? Is that what you said on camera? I mean, on camera, on recording? Wow.
A lot. Going live.
Wow. That's excellent, man. And there you go, people. Dear Hunter himself is now going to give away a Honda Civic when we hit a $1 billion market cap.
Hey, Dear Hunter, put that on TikTok, bro. That'd be awesome.
Well, I'm old school, but I'm going to do a TikTok.
Handing over the keys on TikTok.
Oh, that would be dope.
I'm going to do a TikTok. When we reach that billion, I'm going to give a Honda Civic away. I don't care.
Mr. Burt, what do you think about that, man?
Sure. Man, I didn't even know the my mic was on. I'm sitting here listening, like going into this. What I'm like, did I just hear that? Like, I mean, you, Dear Hunter, man, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. And this is just a community member, an investor, somebody that believes in the project that's willing to step up and say this thing right here in recording live in front of everybody, right? And this shows you his dedication. This shows you how much he believes in the project. And that's what he feels like. From the bottom of his heart, that he would do. I mean, that it's like I said, everybody has something that he can do, you know. Like Aki hosts the spaces, just coming up and speaking, that's something. Tweeting, that's something. Liking, commenting, that's something. But whatever it is that you feel you're comfortable on doing, just do it, right? It's fine, just do it. It's amazing how every now and then you see how people stepping up and taking ownership of this project. And this is the key word, ownership. Take ownership of the project, because you own a piece of the project because you have a bag in it. This is your project, right? And this is why if somebody's bashing your project, yeah, you need to kick that behind, because that's your project. They're bashing your business, your bag, your money. Take ownership. And this is why it's like, if you got to think about it, if it's your business, then what is it can I do to help my business? YouTube videos, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook page, LinkedIn, what else? You know, Reddit, write an article, Medium article. I mean, there's 20,000 things that we could do. You know what I mean? There's 20,000 things we could do. Just do it. If we all out here doing something, then definitely the community will grow. The project, I mean, the project's going to stay alive regardless. It's going to pop regardless. It just means that it's just going to help us establish the community better and stronger and keep it, you know, make it a cultural thing. Because this is what this is becoming. It's becoming its own little culture with a very powerful community. And we want more people involved into this. We want to get more people in into this to actually have fun with, to enjoy each other's company and have these conversations and, you know, just go up into the skies together when we start pumping. I mean, this is not a preaching to the choir type of stuff where we're like, hey, guys, you know, da-da-da. It's more so educational for a lot of people. A lot of people appreciate these type of conversation because, you know, some of us that's been in this space for quite a while, we've taken it for granted. We don't understand the importance of it. But there's a few people that actually understand and they cherish this. They value this. You know, people that came into crypto just maybe a few months ago. There's no specific place where you could get personal education in crypto, right? And this is what here, you know, a lot of people find. And it's important that we keep this going. This is not more so marketing a specific token. This is more so really marketing a community, a culture that we have established here with Fine and with the leadership of Lord Cake. And for people to have something to actually understand, this is the difference between a good project versus a project that, you know, kind of seem fishy. Right. These are some of the things, steps that you should be, that should be taking place. Right. When you have a token that's launched and it's been like 3 months, they can't even get listed on CoinMarketCap, CoinGecko. Like I said before, they can't even tell you what kind of marketing plan that they have, you know, put together. They're like, well, you know, callers are coming. YouTubers are coming. But we it's easy to say these things, you know, but to have the consistent delivery. And to have a you know, community this massive being raised at such a short period of time, you know, we don't see that too often. And that's important to a lot of us. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Aki, for opening up the space. Thank you to everybody for being here, supporting this project, being a part of this project, being a part of the community. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah. And thank you, Mr. Burt, Deer Hunter, FX, and Fine. I know I don't see you anymore, but she was a speaker as well. And also, here we go, another community member. He's given away an ETH worth of gas fees for one transaction on the Ethereum network when we hit $300 million market cap. I think that's great. I think that's absolutely giving, and that's the way he's giving back to the community. So, you know, any way that you want to give back, it doesn't have to be monetarily, just your time or whatever. If you feel strongly about the project and you want to promote it, that's up to you. But if you want to give, whatever you're strong in, whether it be media, social platform, giving a Honda Civic away, whatever you want to do, I think it's great, man. So with that being said, we're going to conclude this space and we'll have another one in maybe a day or two. So I appreciate everybody, and come check us out on the Telegram as well as the Twitter account. Make sure you follow me as well, because I'm definitely into this project. Also follow Deer Hunter, FX, Mr. Burt, and Fine. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you, and good night, or good day, and good evening.
Take care, everybody.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.